Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Please leave a message after the tone. Son of a gun. So Piers Morgan, famous face in the UK and the States, not so famous in other areas in the world where this podcast goes out, but you don't need to know who he is to enjoy this beautiful story. And it's a story of how we can judge people incorrectly if we don't get to fully know them and their whole past. So Piers has been in the news over the last couple of days for his reaction to the Meghan Markle interview with Oprah. He's been accused of not caring about her mental health issues. He said she's just making it all up. And it's added to his image of a brash, reactionary journalist, part of the same stable as people like Rupert Murdoch and Simon Cowell, people who would stamp all over anyone's dreams and mental health to make themselves more money. They care about no one but themselves. That's the perception. But as I say, that perception can be very wrong. Piers Morgan didn't have a privileged upbringing. He went to a comprehensive school and then college in Harrow. And in 1985, he joined the Surrey and South London newspaper group. And at that time, he was 20 years old. That's the real Piers. Before he'd been tarnished with the tabloid brush. And I know several people that knew Piers at that age because he used to live in kind of the Basingstoke Reading way, and he was very active in the community, trying to make a name for himself as a journalist and trying to impress people. And it was clearly impressive, as just 3 years later he got a job at The Sun and was personally recruited by The Sun's editor, Kelvin McKenzie, who also is perhaps wrongly judged as an unforgivable cunt. For his personal views on hundreds of matters, The Sun's coverage of the Hillsborough disaster, etc., 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 etc. Being part of a culture, as was Piers Morgan, as editor of the News of the World, where they would intercept voice messages, the phone hacking, including that of murdered schoolgirl Millie Dowler, the act of doing so, giving her family brief false hope that their daughter was still alive, and jeopardising a police investigation in the most despicable manner possible. But as I say, that's not the real Piers. The Piers Morgan that came before all that, before all the tabloids, and he showed the real him as a journalist. Just before he joined The Sun in the late 80s in the Reading and Basingstoke area. And don't forget, this is the 80s when mental health was not understood like it is today. If you had mental health issues back then, you were just labelled as bonkers. I mean, yeah, that was the Sun headline as well in 2003. Bonkers Bruno. But as I say, in the 80s, it really wasn't understood. But Piers Morgan decided of his own volition in the late 80s to run a little-known story when he worked for the Surrey and South London newspaper group. And my friends in the Basingstoke and Reading area who knew him at the time have reminded me of what happened. He put a call out in the papers that he wanted 1,000 people from the Surrey and Hampshire regions with mental health issues to gather together as a show of unity and to highlight the issue. And he said he wanted to give a fresh perspective on their issues. The idea was he'd gather all these people together on a sunny day on the Greywell Moors Nature Reserve, I think it was, just outside Basingstoke. And then he'd get a photo taken from above, from a helicopter. So no one's face would be seen individually, but collectively, they would form an imposing image of togetherness, with people facing these issues together. And it turns into a remarkable true story, because Piers Morgan had an incredible idea to create a picture, a collage, with these 1,000 people with mental health issues holding up a different piece of coloured card to form a single image. He said he got the idea from a game he used to play called Presto Fix as a kid, where coloured squares would be put together to form one unified whole. And Kelvin McKenzie, editor of The Sun, got wind of this. Brilliant story. He'd been editor of The Sun from 1981 and had always been on the lookout for a superb pioneering journalist to eventually take the reins of the newspaper. So he started to monitor this story very closely. And he, at The Sun, they also decided to run a feature on this amazing day engineered by the young Piers Morgan. So the day came, a beautiful sunny day in 1988, and Piers Morgan individually greeted all 1,000 of these people, all with different mental health conditions. And Kelvin McKenzie was there as well, in person, which he would never usually be, but Piers had told him of his plans, and he was so completely impressed by Piers, he wanted to witness this. And for many hours, all morning into the afternoon, the story goes, Piers greeted these 1,000 people individually and gave them their designated piece of card. And he even individually walked all 1,000 people to their specific point where he wanted them to stand. And he said, "Stand there." But he'd ask nicely because he knew that some of these people were suffering from anxiety. And then into the later afternoon, as the story goes, with the final jigsaw in place, Piers and Kelvin McKenzie got onto the helicopter and made the following announcement over a microphone and speakers. He said, "As we lift off, we'll let off a flare from the helicopter. And when you see that red flare, hold up your card and we'll take that single unified image of strength. And thank you," he said, "thank you for joining me and making my dream a reality. I had a dream and you made it a reality. This has always been my dream." And they cheered him and cheered him and cheered him, and Kelvin McKenzie, as they took off. And after a few short seconds, the red flare was released like a ray of hope. And they all on cue, all those 1,000 people, even though many were increasingly anxious as they'd been waiting around all day with no food or drink provided. All on cue, held their coloured cards above their heads, and the picture was complete. And the picture, and just for a second, can you imagine the planning that would have needed to go into this? The picture was a perfect 100 feet by 100 feet glorious effigy of Piers Morgan's fat face. "You're so vain, you probably think this song is about you. You're so vain." And the flares became fireworks out of the back of this luxury helicopter with leather seats. And the flares then rained down on the 1,000 people with mental health issues. And what Piers hadn't told them is the squares they were holding were highly flammable. So just a single spark was all that was needed. And all 1,000 people with mental health issues, burnt to death. But not, as I say, before Piers Morgan had captured a massive collage of his own fat face. And so it was all worth it, as that was the only thing that was important, that Piers Morgan's face would be massive and photographed. And legend has it that Kelvin McKenzie cheered and shouted, "Burn, you bonkers bastards, burn!" And they threw their own excrement down on the mental health issues pyre. And they flew away into the sky, and Kelvin McKenzie instantly hired Piers Morgan. At that moment, he lined him up as his long-term successor. And the headline the next day, as they showed the photo on every single page of The Sun, apart from page 3 where they showed tits, the headline said, "Look at Piers Morgan's lovely, beautiful, smiling face as 1,000 people with mental health issues burn to death. Dash. Bonkers." But as I say, you cannot judge Piers Morgan, because he wasn't happy with that headline. 1,000 people with mental health issues burned to death. Because he said, and I quote, "There's no actual evidence they have mental health issues. They could just be liars. But fuck me, they've made my face into a massive, beautiful collage. So that's all I care about. I love me." So there we have it. And that story, I guarantee, just like every single tabloid story ever, is 100% true. And if you have a problem with anything I've said, please leave a message after the beep.